Welcome to Twist for the week of December 5th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. First up today, a Florida circuit court recently ruled in the taxpayer's favor in the dispute over the proper sourcing of the taxpayer service receipts. As background, under a Florida rule, service receipts are generally sourced to Florida if a greater proportion of the income-producing activity is performed in Florida based on cost of performance. In the past, the department has applied this test to result in market-based sourcing. After an audit, the department asserted that the taxpayer did not provide sufficient evidence to support its cost of performance method, and therefore the department was allowed to apply an alternative formula based on the retail square footage of the taxpayer's parent in Florida over the retail square footage across the country. The circuit court rejected the department's position that the taxpayer had not provided sufficient information. The taxpayer had given the auditor state-by-state payroll, property, and sales apportionment work papers, and the work papers made clear that the overwhelming proportion of the taxpayer's payroll costs were incurred outside Florida. Because most of the taxpayer's payroll was outside Florida, the court concluded that none of the receipts from the sale of the services at issue should be considered Florida sales. In Ohio, the state Supreme Court recently overturned a Board of Tax Appeals determination holding that certain receipts related to the use of intellectual property should be cited to Ohio for CAT purposes. Under the CAT law, gross receipts derived from a grant of the right to use intellectual property are cited to Ohio to the extent the receipts are based on the right to use the property in Ohio. Although the receipts at issue were payments for the right to use intellectual property, none of the taxpayers' contracts tied the payment of the fees to a specific right to use the licensed intellectual property in Ohio. As such, the court concluded that the fees were not based on the right to use the property in the state and were not cited to Ohio. In sales tax news, the Tennessee Department of Revenue recently issued two rulings addressing whether taxpayers were providing non-taxable services or taxable computer software. In one of the rulings, the department determined the true object of the transactions were for customers to obtain non-taxable information and data processing services. In contrast, in the other ruling, the department determined that the taxpayer was selling computer software rather than providing non-taxable advertising services. Finally, the California Department of Tax and Fee Administration has proposed several clarifying amendments to the California regulation addressing marketplace sales. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.